Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my other fake real ass dude? Ultimate Minority. Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah. All right.
Nice.
There you go.
Don't be shy.
I don't want to watch the video. Who the fuck told you to put on the video?
This video used to scare me when I was younger. Like, Christopher Walken kind of frightened me when I was a young kid.
Because of his talents?
He should have frightened
me. No, of course he's so talented, but he's like he looks like a skeleton.
His
you know?
Dead eye thousand years
I haven't
there.
Seen him in a minute. He probably can't walk anymore.
Especially in this
right?
video.
He's not walking.
Oh!
Oh, show's over, everybody. Oh,
Christopher not walking. Fucking old asshole.
Hold on.
Who said roast battle is dead?
Nice and early. Out the gates. Okay, put it back. I like it. Welcome to the show. Monday show. We're not fucking around here, guys. It's a Monday morning on the Real Ass Podcast. Starting a little bit late. Shit happens. Shit fucking happens, motherfuckers. But we have a great show planned, okay? Three incredible white people that I've always respected and liked and enjoyed their company. Brennan Sagalow.
Yo, yo, yo. What's
yo,
up?
Yo, yo, yo. What up, baby boy?
What up, man? What up, everybody? Like, take a shout out.
Oh, I think your mic's off.
Yeah, your mic is off.
Just altogether off. Wow.
Oh, gee whiz.
No, that's what we discussed. Yep, there
your
it is.
Mike's who's
no, my mic's.
Yep, there we perfect. Go.
Everyone else's microphones. Why not?
How's my mic? Brandon was touching my levels over here.
Brandon, stop touching other people's levels.
I'm not touching anybody.
Keep your fucking hands to yourself. Scott Chaplin's here.
Hey, what's up, gang? Gang?
How's this?
What up, baby boy? Your hair's...
Shut up, Lewis.
It's fading.
Oh, no, dude. I re-dyed it like a month ago, and it's fading already.
Did you dye it multicolors a month ago?
Yeah, it was like purple, blue, and green.
All your girlfriend's favorite flavors.
That just hit me. Motherfucker, that's funny.
Holy shit.
Oh,
I
my like
you
God.
Are autistic, Zach.
That is so
that is a
catalog
of racism.
Wow. Delightful.
Zach D'Amico, international superstar, always sitting back, sniping. I love it. Also in studio, one of our favorites, Colossal Faggot.
Yeah,
himself.
Colossal FAG, baby.
Colossal Faggot. I like the fact that you have your own little nickname here.
I love it. Colossal FAG. I'm keeping it for Evs.
Yeah. Now, do good. You not, do you spell it, like, because you won't say it?
No, it's like yeah. Notorious
yeah,
B.I.G.
Yeah,
no,
Notorious Big.
I spell it because I will not be caught saying it on recorded
I know,
media.
This is what I'm saying. It's a very faggy way to do it.
I have a career to protect,
it's
thank
a very
you.
Faggy way to say your own name, which is to spell it out because
I'll
you're nervous.
I'll spell it like I'm speaking in front of a three-year-old.
There you go. You know. My son's going to be able to learn how to spell weed pretty soon. He probably already knows. He can sound
he
shit out.
He knows.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, Kim, we need to get some W-E-E-D.
Yeah. Get off my hat.
Sorry, I want it.
Has he learned about weed and what is he?
No, no, he doesn't know about weed, but I'm just waiting for it to become legal so then he can just be like, oh, that's what that smell was. Mm-hmm. That's what dad's coat smells
yeah.
like.
He doesn't just constantly get sprayed by skunks.
No, well, it was like his mom drinks wine in front of him, right?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't smoke weed in front of him. I don't know why I still do judge people who smoke weed in front of their children. Like, it's nothing.
Sure. Well, also, you could, I mean, there is a contact high that's possible on their tiny lungs, right?
No.
Yeah, if you blow it
contact
in their face.
Contact high does not exist.
Yeah. And I can't resist blowing weed smoke
untrue.
Into a weaker being's face.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
To what?
Oh, like a dog or something?
Whatever the weaker being
yeah,
may be.
Yeah, but you blow
in
it in the
presence.
Ear. You blow it in their
oh,
ear.
Oh, yeah, they have, like, sensors in their ears. Mm-hmm.
Do they? They have weed
I didn't
sensors?
Know that.
Get the fuck out of here. I want to be a
and
baby.
They,
yeah.
And they
how
get
cool
high
that
animals, not
I know
babies.
Somebody that killed a dog that way.
No.
Yeah. I told this story on my podcast, but this it's my best friend's friend from college. He was throwing this party when his parents went away.
His friend's uncle's so, sisters.
Yeah. It's an inception.
It's not Mike. That's all we need to know.
It's not me.
Not me at all.
It's not me.
So my friend who's not a colossal fan.
Yeah, yeah. This guy straight as can be.
Super cool guy.
Yeah. Why, you'd all love him.
Yeah. So, let's call him tiny heterosexual.
In the industry, I'd say.
So his parents went away for like a week and he threw like a string of parties and they were feeding his dog beer the whole time. They're like blowing hits in his face. Jeez. Like classic piece of shit stuff.
Hell yeah.
And so on the last day when he's cleaning up the house.
That party? Skankfest.
Hell yeah.
The original.
First Skankfest.
The original. It was the beta test. So he was like cleaning up the house and he finds the dog fucking dead, right? Dog's dead on the ground. He's like, shit, what the hell am I going to do? What am I going to tell my parents? His parents.
Dog bong!
Just rips the head out of his snout.
He's like, give me a skull. Hold on.
All right. I need fishing line and tiny sunglasses. We're making this work.
Oh, shit. Mike's friends ruled. God, you were gay. Did they call you a colossal?
I blew this kid.
Okay,
though.
Good.
Yeah. So he finds the dog dead. His parents like return home soon, you know, later, and he brings the dog out the side of the house as they pull in. And they come in, he's like, oh, you know, we ran out of milk or whatever. I'm going to go out and pick some stuff up. The house is spotless. They're like, thank you so much for cleaning it up.
That was the dog's name, by the way, Spot.
So it was literally spotless.
I thought you were going to say milk for some reason. I got to go out and get some milk.
You're out of here.
It doesn't make sense.
I really, know.
You truly flushed a brilliant joke down
whatever.
The toilet.
What are we doing here then? If it's not ruining. What am I doing here? Why do you keep bringing me on the show?
So the kid, you know, he goes around the side of the house, gets the dog, and he like props it up on a tree,
like
right?
Weekend at Bernie's.
Like kind of Weekend at Bernie's, but props it up on a tree.
Yeah. It's got sunglasses on. Playing Jamaican music.
Two guys are standing beside
it. The dude shows up playing a steel drum.
Yeah, he's getting arrow in his head.
So he like props the dog up on a tree at the end of the driveway, gets in his car and like backs up into the dog.
No,
yeah.
No.
So he hit the dog so he could be like, oh my God, I accidentally just killed the dog. So he runs in the house and he tells his dad, he's like, I just accidentally killed the dog. But the dad had been watching from the bay window the entire time of this kid propping up the dog.
First of all, Kenny, there is weed in this dog's asshole. Explain that.
And then
why
he got
did our
sent-
dog die wearing a no fat chicks t-shirt?
And then the kid just got sent to military school.
Wow.
Yeah, for the remainder of high school.
So what was it that killed the dog? Do they know?
I think it was probably like intoxication from a multitude of things. Booze, weed, you name it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, pretty shitty. Yeah. Overall, bad story.
No, it's a great story.
It's a great story.
That was incredible. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I liked it.
Thanks. I tried to neg myself so you guys pick me back up.
So, look, we have this incredible show planned today, and I want to let people know that are listening really quick. Number one, Wednesday, we're doing an early show, 10 a.m. Wednesday. I have to go. I'm duping the government, and I got to go to the passport agency and get a passport. So my only time I can get an appointment was Wednesday at 12:30. So you should know right off the bat, Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Hopefully, Zach, you could be here.
Thanks for letting me know.
I'm letting you know right now. I'm also letting Shannon and Harrington know right now as well. So this is going to be – everyone finds out at the same time. I have more respect for my audience than I do my co-hosts and my production team, okay? Yeah. They find out – you guys found out before they did.
Wow.
Technically, you know what? You did, because there's at least a couple seconds delay.
Yeah, that's how sound works.
Fuck!
Yeah, well, how the fuck do you think sound works, Lewis? You thought we found out before them? This is live.
No, there's a delay. So there's like a 30-second delay. They're really finding out like right now.
Who?
The people that are listening.
The people listening at home on Gas
Digital. Oh, I thought you were talking about them and us.
No. Let's get some plugs really quick out of the way. Let's get some plugs out of the way because we have an incredible show planned today, and I don't want to fucking take away any time from the amazing stories that Mike Hanna is going to bring to the table. Mike Cannon, what do you got to plug, my friend?
Oh, man. All my dates are at MikeCannonComedy.com. The 23rd of February, I'm in Schenectady. Borden Sagalow over there is going to be on the show as well. I'm going to be in near Philly at Valley Forge Casino March 8th. And I got more dates. If you live in Aruba, also, I'm going to be out
show.
There.
Are you doing
in
that Aruba show?
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Get me in with Aruba Ray, man.
I will. My wife can't go, though, because of fucking Zika.
I'll go with you.
Yeah? You want to be my date?
Date? You want to go, dude? I'll just cuddle on the beach in Aruba?
That would be nice. If we can take the same nude pic you took with Kim.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, when I go on vacation, I'm fucking nude beach all day long. My little pecker.
Is there a nude beach in Aruba?
I'm sure there is.
It could always be made one.
What are they going to do? You could buy the police with fucking pennies.
True.
It's Aruba. It's a third world country.
Irish Goodbye Podcast on Gas Digital. Use code IGP for discount. And at I Am Mike Cannon social media.
Fuck yeah. Scott.
I was looking it up. I'm with Sean Donnelly all weekend. I think Saratoga Springs. Does that sound right, guys?
They're just gambling at the horse track.
Does that sound right? I'm with him Thursday through Saturday at some fucking club in this country. Yeah. It's called Funny Guys.
Go to SeanDonnelly.com.
Yeah, no, I just did. It's not there.
What about Scott Chapman?
But I swear to God, we're going. It's going to be fucking dope.
This
and then next week,
up.
I'm in Long Island with Dina Hashem. Somewhere in Long Island.
That'll be good.
Just ask about it, bro.
Oh, man, it's so frustrating how you can't get one out. You just can't get one
right
perfect.
Here. Okay, Saratoga Springs, the comedy works, you piece of shit.
Comedy works.
How am I doing your work for you?
Motherfucker, you know?
Look, Sean Donnelly.
here you are, and guests.
Look, Sean Donnelly, and guests.
That's you.
Yeah, I'm fucking guests. Wait, there's an S, too?
More like
there's probably some fucking broad coming with us, I guess. It's going to be fun. Us. Yeah.
Guaranteed. So look, go see Sean this weekend if you're in Saratoga Springs.
No, go see Scott this weekend if you're in Saratoga Springs.
If they see guests this weekend,
If they Google you, how are they going to find the show?
Yeah, they'll find a professional soccer player from England.
Right here. Wow. Right there. Beautiful.
Great website.
Saratoga Springs.
Sean.
Love Sean Donnelly. He's coming on the show Wednesday, right? Hopefully now, because we had to fucking read.
Yeah,
he's
probably going to promote it. Now that I just found out the show is moved.
Okay, you texted him. Yeah. Get on that, Shannon. Okay. Make sure these guests can get in early.
I'm try.
All my dates are at brendansagalow.com. Fucking March 27th, I'm headlining Lucy's Laugh Lounge in Westchester.
I turned that gig down that exact date.
Really? Fuck you, dude.
Oh, yeah. Also, Levity Live, March 21st.
Okay. Thanks. And also, listen to my podcast, The Stupid Little Podcast. And that's it.
Fuck yeah. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, comics, sitting down, bullshitting while we watch a horror movie. And this weekend, I will be at Pro Wrestling Magic in Ridgefield, New Jersey, if you want to come hang out and watch guys hit each other with big stuff.
What a great life you have.
I'm so envious of him.
You've really curated something.
It's so cool.
He's doing it. He's doing it.
Yeah,
I know.
All the little dumb shit that he loves,
it's funny because by looking at you, if you guessed your dream life, you would list what you have.
Everything.
Pie eating champion.
Scary pie eating champion.
He cuts promos for pie eating. guys, look, check out my other two pods, Legion of Skanks and Believe You Me. You guys know what the fuck's up. We do some amazing podcasts here at the Gas Digital Network. Check them all out. 20 shows here at the network. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. If you use the promo code RAP, you get yourself a 14-day free trial. Plus, you save $1.50 a month. For $7 a month, you have over 5,000 hours of on-demand content. The best comedians in the business, best musicians in the business, best fighters. So many different categories, so many incredible shows. Try it out. It's a 14-day free trial. If you like it, you get pre-release 5 days before this show goes to anywhere else. You get it. So if you guys love the show, you get a pre-release. It's uncensored. You get ad-free episodes. I guess people were mad because we were censoring out porn on Legion of Skanks. We can tell Bobby. I think Bobby misunderstood the rule. With the way it works is we can't actually show penetration. We can't fuck on camera on Gas Digital. That's like in our contract with our provider. So if you want to fuck a chick, we couldn't show you fucking her.
Show my face.
So it's just porn. They don't host porn companies. That's really what it is. Okay, they don't host porn, but we can show porn. So I guess there was the retarded chick, the comedian who does porn.
There's a retard.
Aaliyah Janine.
Remember I got in a fight with
Victoria Justice.
What?
Victoria Justice.
Not Victoria Justice. That was the fucking
honey.
What's her name? Brenda Justice.
Her sister.
Oh, you're talking about the girl who acts stupid. The porn star who actually acts stupid.
No. Brenda Justice is a mentally handicapped person.
What?
I think. I don't know. I don't want to say.
She's just porn? I feel like
I'm being mean. I don't think she's mentally handicapped. She's slow.
She's a mentally ill person.
She's fucked up in the head, man. I don't know what to say. I love her.
I think I know.
Look.
What's her name?
She's always at the creek. She wears like headphones on. She's trying to block out fucking something. Laughter. I don't know. So.
She goes on stage at the creek, gets naked, and yells about how the government took her son.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of her.
The funniest person at the creek.
Yeah. She's been around a while.
Yeah. So, she's a little crazy, and that's fine. And we had her on Legion of Skanks a couple times. She'll pop in, and we talk to her. You know, she's you know, becoming a little character on the show. And she's nice. She's a very nice woman. But she's done these pornos, and she's very proud of these pornos. And she just gets fucked by black guys on camera on Pornhub. If you search her on Pornhub, there's like 100 videos of her just getting banged out by these thuggy black dudes.
Amateur videos?
Have you jerked off to this?
No, I can't. It's just fucked up.
Okay.
It feels like it's a crime. Anytime I watch black people on video, I'm like, this is right? I can't masturbate to this. There's a victim here. But the one that we showed, there was poop on her butt. You actually saw the poop?
Oh, no.
It made me want to puke. And Bobby didn't show it on Legion of Skanks. And I want to make it very clear because people are like, oh, I thought it was supposed to be uncensored. We can show that poop on the butt. Bobby. Just know that. We can show the poop on the butt.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
I can't believe there are people advocating on behalf of showing shit.
Yeah, well, they want to see it uncensored. They want the network the way we advertise it. So yeah, uncensored. Yeah. Promo code RAP. Guys, also fair. Really quick, just a quick date or two. March 18th through 21st, I will be Uncle Vinny's.
It's funny to talk about, like, we can show shit on an ass. Anyway, then the music comes back up.
Speaking of shit on an ass, I'll be with Justin Silver this weekend.
March 18th through 21st, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's down the shore. And then this Sunday night coming up, which is the 6th. 16th of February. No, the 14th is Thursday.
17th.
The 17th of February. I think I'm going to be doing a secret show in Toronto.
Ooh.
I don't know where it's going to be yet. I know
if you make it in the country.
I have to go to Toronto, okay, because I'm doing a gig with Bisping next month, and I have to preemptively go to the border and do this whole thing. So I'm booking a gig right now so I can go into the country and figure out if it all works out, if I can get back into Canada. And then I will be in the gig later on March 10th with Michael Bisping and some big theater. Look at that, guys.
Nice.
I'm pulling the curtain aside. This is what's going on. I'm getting my passport renewed Wednesday. I'm leaving the country. I'm doing a whole thing. I might be in there. I might be in Toronto on Sunday. You guys will know Sunday if I'm in Toronto because I'll tweet, hey, I got
this
through.
This is real down to the wire kind of stuff.
If you're in Toronto, look out Sunday because I'm going to be tweeting some shit. I will be doing some comedy somewhere on Sunday night in Toronto.
Come on, Trudeau.
My fucking plug was just as vague as yours and you guys laughed.
No, but Lewis
is
like, he's got like confidence in it.
Mine's an incredible.
If you just had confidence, there's the law involved.
I know. It's much cooler you're doing a pop-up show and I'm just opening for somebody.
You're opening for Sean fucking Donnelly.
You're also like in Long Island somewhere at some time with a person.
Yeah. So also go to iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking and a positive review. One reviewer per month we give away a free piece of merch to. In fact, right now, brand new, you guys should know this, merchpump.com/RAP is where you can get all the Real Ass Podcast merch. We are really changing things. Merch Pump just opened up our own printing facility. We are printing everything ourselves right now.
Whoa.
Way higher quality merch. The cost of the hoodies, I think, went down by like $10. They're like $40 now for the hoodies. Yeah,
the children are barely making any money.
Exactly. I love it. So listen to me. Merchpump.com/RAP. Go grab your fucking merch for this podcast. Represent us at Skankfest this summer. Skankfest coming up June 21st through 23rd. Tickets officially on sale March 4th. 50% of the tickets sold out in 36 hours before we've announced a single comedian. Before a single comedian was announced, 50% of the tickets gone. Trust me, motherfuckers, it's selling out.
Wow.
Don't wait. March 4th, we're going to be announcing a shit ton of the comedians. We're going to be announcing a shit ton of the podcasts and specialty shows. Already the people that we have booked. I'm so excited to announce some of these people. They've never been on Skankfest before. A lot of the people that we've had in the past are returning. You guys don't want to miss. And it's now, by the way, 3 full days, all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, nonstop, all day, 3 full days. You can come and party. We're expanding everything this year. It's going to be bigger, better, and more badass than ever before. Grab your tickets on March 4th. SkankFestNYC.com is the website. Do not fuck around and wait. I know last year they took a few weeks to sell out. It's not going to happen like that. This year it's going to be a whole different fucking ballgame.
People know, man. They know.
They know.
It's the best.
People, we have the list. People coming in right now from Australia. People coming in from Africa. People coming in from England. People coming in from Ireland. Shit. People coming from all over the fucking world to be a part of this. Long Island, Saratoga Springs.
I had people telling me that.
Fuck yeah.
I had people say they saw me at Skankfest. They're coming back.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking great. Wow.
It's fucking worth it, man. I mean, everyone's just hanging out with everyone.
It's also the most fun festival. It's
very fun, yeah.
It's just a party. The shows are incredible, obviously. It's an amazing party where you just party, drink, smoke weed, have a blast. It's really the best time in comedy. And if you're a young comedian, if you guys listen to the show and you want to be a part of it, you can submit right now up until March 4th. Submissions are open for comedians that we don't know. That even if you're out of the country, if you're out of the city, out of the state, you guys can still perform at Skankfest. In fact, I think we are working out some accommodations to bring in a few comedians from out of the country, because I know it's a dream for comedians from out of the country to be able to perform on Skankfest. So what was that about?
I'm laughing because that's great. That's a great
incredible
truth.
It's an incredible.
No, Brendan was laughing because they think that's bullshit.
They were fucking downplaying your fest there. That's why
not at all. I'm not downplaying the festival. I just think it's funny to picture someone be like, "It is my lifelong dream to play Skankfest."
When I started comedy in my village,
fucking mocking your shit, dude.
Don't fucking throw me under the bus.
Zach, you're gone. You're not in Skankfest this year. How does that feel?
I'm showing up.
Buy a ticket, bitch. March 4th.
Buy 5 tickets.
You're gonna need 5 tickets. Piece of shit.
Oh, fuck.
I'm also fatter than Sagalow right now. I'm just like still bullying him now.
You think
so? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Nice.
You realize you have the power to book him and then just have Schumer take his spot, right? She just gives birth on stage. Okay?
Actually, I just realized you kind of look like Schumer's baby.
Yeah, I've heard it every day of my life.
You should do a sketch.
July, that. Yeah.
That's funny.
Everything.
Somebody said you look like Schumer's baby?
No. No one said I look like Schumer's baby.
If you put him in a diaper, would you not believe that was Amy Schumer's baby?
That's how I'm going to get back at her. I'm just going to sneak into her apartment one day in a diaper
and steal her kid.
And replace switch him. Lives with her kid.
Yeah.
Mark Norman's got to change you.
Let's take a quick moment and talk about stamps.com, which is such an incredible company. We use them here at Gas Digital to ship anything. If you guys don't know what's going on with stamps.com, incredible company that makes it super easy to ship anything, mail anything from your home. You don't have to go to the post office. You don't have to travel in traffic or go through New York City or deal with strangers or wait in line or any of that stuff. You can do everything you can do at the post office with stamps.com. Postage rates recently have gone up again, so thankfully stamps.com can ease the pain with big discounts off of post office retail rates. So not only do they make it more convenient, but they fucking make it cheaper. You don't want to spend money. It adds up. If you have a small business especially, shipping shit out adds up so much. Stamps.com can make a huge difference. With Stamps.com, you save 5 cents off of every first class stamp and up to 40% off of priority mail. That kind of savings really adds up. Stamps.com is completely online, which saves you time. There's no more inconvenient trips to the post office, okay? Stamps.com automatically calculates and prints the exact amount of postage you need for every letter or package you send, so you never need to overpay or underpay again. And Stamps.com brings all of the services from the U.S. Post Office right to your fingertips. You could buy and print official postage for any letter, any package, or any class of mail using your own computer and printer. And this is really cool. If you guys sign up for stamps.com through the Real Ass Podcast, they're going to send you a free digital scale. So it automatically calculates your exact postage. And if you're a part-time drug dealer, like probably most of you are.
One thing our fans need is to weigh their postage.
Exactly, exactly. So you have this as your side business, which is pretty incredible. Stamps.com will even help you decide the best class of mail based on your needs. And here's the deal. This is how we're gonna give you a free trial, an absolute free trial, 4-week free trial for Stamps.com, plus the free digital scale. Just go to Stamps.com and click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in RAP. That lets them know that we sent you there. Type in RAP at the top of Stamps.com. Once again, that is RAP. Go get a 4-week free trial. You're going to fucking love it. All right, where were we? A lot of stuff to talk about on today's show. What was the deal with this dancing bitch?
You are the dancing bitch.
What dancing bitch? Her, this bitch.
Oh my god, she's so hot.
That's that Ocasio lady, right?
Weeks
yes.
Ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right, come on. Weeks. Go get away from this fucking homo.
Little Dicky.
Oh, what did they
oh,
add?
Oh, a redhead.
Something? Nice. Skanking.
What's this about? Diversity?
Yeah.
This was her in
a
college.
Bunch of fucking
though.
Retards.
Yeah, I don't know. What is it? What was the video made for? And why are people up in arms about it? Look at her tits. Hold on. Jesus Christ.
I can't hear the sound.
She's so hot. But they were saying it. This makes her look like an irresponsible young person somehow.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Like, no, it makes her look like a fucking dork.
This guy's crip walking.
She is a dork. But it's look at her. She's look at her she's body. Are you she's kidding me, dog?
Yeah.
Now, so I guess this is a video that she made with her friends in college. Why did they make the video for in college? Is there a reason?
I think it's an advertisement for the college.
Okay, so it's just a show that these kids are fun.
They're
silly.
Having fun. Oh, man, if that guy plummeted to his death, fell. That would have been the best.
So I
then the video would be controversial. Like, why is she in this video? A man falling
the
to me,
pulls his head off, and it's just a guy in blackface.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, so they're saying that is she's being provocative.
Yeah,
she's being irresponsible.
So. Who knows, man? People on both sides are so fucking lame.
This is, it's a real push here. What do you want me to say? She's a young college kid that's making a silly video with them dancing.
Yeah, it's the same.
It's like, what are we in Footloose?
Well, that's like
yeah, this is like the tamest shit ever, though.
Yeah. But look at her body.
Nice. I mean, I'm glad it surfaced. I am thoroughly happy
They're doing
happy
it
about
so
that.
Badly.
They hung the black guy.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? That's
go
the
back.
Controversy.
Holy shit!
They just hung a fucking black man. Holy!
Did
fuck.
You see? That's ridiculous.
They just holy shit!
Why is no one talking about that?
Oh my
they
god!
Stuck it in.
Shawshank.
Holy shit!
Yeah, I mean, is there? Let me ask you a question. Is there just sort of a supercut of just her dancing?
Because yes.
I would just
yeah, definitely.
I might be able to masturbate to
I
it.
I have the GIF saved to my phone, and I have used it to get started.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, for sure. It made the march go. It started
made
the rumble.
Go.
Yeah,
doggy, she's
set
she's,
the parade off.
I don't. She's not like crazy hot. Her body's retarded. Okay. And she's the type of Hispanic where she looks like she's a little hairy. She looks like she's got, if you go close to her, there's going to be a layer of fur everywhere.
I think she takes care of
arm
it.
Arm hair?
She takes care of it, dude. Yeah. She's from the Bronx. Yeah.
What type of, really? Is that what you think?
Yeah.
You think that women from the Bronx don't have hair?
Well, I'm sure they do, but I'm also certain.
Listen, women from the Bronx are known for being very, very clean.
Like pigs.
No, oh, this is just her? Yes.
Yeah, nice. I mean, Jesus Christ.
She knows what the fuck is up, doggy.
Nice. I mean, that.
I mean, that's not
part,
fair.
That first thing part is like crazy. Yeah,
I feel
she
weird
just comes
watching
to
it
start
with
the
you
video.
Guys.
I mean, those cities can make whatever policies they want. I don't really care.
That's funny. This is like the start of what politics is going to be. There's going to be a bunch of politicians with videos of them like doing jackass stunts and
everything. Yeah, every politician is going to have a picture with like a dog filter on their face eventually. Sure. It's going to be so embarrassing.
So give me some information about her. What is her deal? I like her. Okay, I really
knowing
do.
Zero about her politics.
Yeah. I don't know shit about this lady either.
There's something about a hot
I know
chick.
People I think that I are people. Corny, like comics that are corny to me, like post shit about her all the time.
Both. But on both. Like people that are corny are either trashing her or people that
but
are
I know
corny
I love
are, like,
her. I also
so
go,
in love
oh.
With her crazy.
I mean, if I am in a relationship with somebody, or if I'm trying to just have sex with them, or if I'm in a relationship, even if I go into a deep relationship with them, their views on politics mean nothing to me.
Never.
Nothing.
Never.
As long as it doesn't impede on our life together, you could fucking feel whatever way you want to feel. If you really have fun,
mm-hmm.
Do your thing. So that's the way I feel about her. The things that we would be doing would have nothing to do with politics.
Yes. Great point.
Nothing to do. Can we give me some information about this woman? How old is she?
30. I think
you know everything about her.
I just I know the surface area bullshit and that people really
like
trash her for being uninformed.
You worked on a campaign, didn't you?
No, she's like super progressive and I think moderately uninformed on some issues that she speaks out about. That's
really?
That's the word about her.
Really?
That she's like very. I mean, she just crushed it on Capitol Hill saying something about like money and politics and how corrupt
I saw
that
is. A thing where
that
it was
very
like,
good.
She went on a long speech about what the president can do and the power that he has to do. And
yeah.
Yada,
yada,
but then
yada.
The other stuff, she'll be in the middle of an interview and somebody will ask them, you know, a pointed follow-up to something that she has an ideal, you know, theory about, and she'll not be sufficient with her answer.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it, though. I think you kind of...
I like it, too.
Yeah, she seems cool.
Do you have any bikini shots of her? Any? Give me some more provocative photos of her. What do we know about her,
Shannon? So she did grow up in the Bronx. She's 29 years old.
Wow.
She originally worked as a bartender in Manhattan and a waitress at a taqueria. Her mother cleaned houses.
Somebody went to her Wikipedia page and was writing shit.
You mean a Chipotle? Her mother cleaned houses. This is like a J-Lo movie.
Korea.
Capitol Hill.
As a maid in a hotel.
Yeah, what else? What else we know about her?
Her father died.
I mean, we know.
I mean, that's all that's here for her from her young life. She's an activist for the Puerto Rican community.
Oh, she's Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Nice.
Do we have any provocative photos of her?
Arrington's looking. He's saying no.
There's got to be something. Not even a bikini shot.
There's definitely photoshopped.
Yeah, she had MySpace. She had to do something.
Has anybody made one of those really good high quality porns where they put her face getting fucked on a thing?
Oh, I bet Celeb Jihad has that.
Yeah.
I love Celeb Jihad. You guys look at that website?
No. Yeah, dude.
It's real fun.
Yeah, but that's all fake stuff, right?
Some of it's fake, some of it's real. They have really good roundups of like celebrity nude scenes on TV.
Well, that's what I
can't tell if their writers
and
are
stuff like that.
Their writers are insane
and hysterical.
Yeah, I don't know if they're serious.
They're not. They're very clearly not serious. Yeah.
I don't know. Who fucking knows? I don't know. I
mean, it's quite apparent.
It's not apparent.
This is obviously wrong. I can't look at this shit, man. Yeah. I can't do it.
This is terrible.
That's actually
it's fucking wrong.
That's great quality right there.
God damn it.
That's incredible.
I'm trying to be a good fucking person.
That's really
man.
Good. They got the shadow.
I like
and Lewis everything.
Enough. I go, yeah,
this
I'll
does
come
make
on.
Me feel uncomfortable.
I'm so uncomfortable, yeah. man.
Who cares?
I just want everybody to be straight.
It's like, I know that's not even her, but I feel like I'm violating this bitch.
Oh, Brendan, we got to get this out on as many podcasts. Guess as possible, but Brendan recently caught being shown child porn.
Yes.
Yo, Brendan got so scared.
No.
He looked at you like, what
well,
are you going to say?
He's the,
are you about to...
Cannon has ability to take a story I told him and make me a criminal.
No, yeah. Punch it up.
Why, well, time out. Slow. What the fuck?
I was at a barber in Boston, and there was this old guy, and he was just showing a bunch of pictures of naked women, much like what we were just doing. And then he comes up to me, and he's like, "Isn't she hot? Isn't she beautiful?" And I'm
and
in the chair.
And he kept showing him pictures.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm in the chair. I'm getting my hair cut. I'm half done. And I'm like, yeah, dude. And he's like, "She's only 15 years old."
Wow.
Yeah. And I had I just sat there.
What am
I
going to do? Ever? Like,
yeah.
Now, be honest about this. Did you take a mental image of it and use it to masturbate later?
I can't forget it. I'll never forget it. I can't forget what it looked like.
This is also a guy who really, really tried to make a bad baby. That chick, the
Bahad Bahaby.
Yeah, whatever her name is. He tried to make a bit about wanting to fuck.
I am a pedophile.
For a while.
Oh, bad.
Let's get it out.
Like, well beyond where you should drop a bit.
I would have come in the blue liquid that they kept the combs in.
solidifies like an ant farm.
It's okay. If you like young girls, I'm not going to judge you.
No,
it.
My whole theory with
we found out now at this point is a sickness.
It is a sickness.
It's not even your fault. Though. You're not even
my theory with the my whole thing with the bad baby woman is that like
it's not a woman
and whatever. Don't say baby. I think it's like babby, like it's
Daniel
not baby.
No, it's bad baby. Yeah.
It's bad.
That's fucking gross.
I think if you pronounce it correct, you're automatically gay.
Bad baby.
Guilty.
Shit. You know, making me say the words bad baby come out of my mouth like some fucking bitch.
If you say it three times, a big black guy that looks like Candyman shows up.
That looks like Candyman.
But just
dude,
it's like
Candyman.
You know, anyway,
it's like she looks like a 29-year-old woman. She's got fake
she
tits. She got tattoos.
She doesn't have fake tits.
She doesn't
a real baby
tits.
Boy.
Those are real.
Those are some nice juice.
She's be excited about it. God damn, what are we doing? We can't talk about this kid's tits.
About it. What?
Is that legal?
We can talk about her tits. It's fine. We've talked about...
Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's a fake picture.
That's crazy.
That's not real.
That's a fake picture.
No, I think
maybe they're all fake.
I hope.
Maybe the pictures are all fake.
I just don't like
She's looking at Sago. Look, Sago. Come on, hey.
Let's go
hey,
to the mall.
Wanna share I'm ordering Taco cup? Bell on Grubhub.
At Tokina.
Yeah. I mean, look, I get it. She's also like, you know, she does. If she was 20, everyone would be talking about how they wanted to fuck her. It's the reality.
Sure. Yeah, in 5 years.
She also looks like a young Shannon. Like a really, 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 really young Shannon.
I could see it.
Yeah. All right, we don't have to look at this child's tits anymore, Harrington. I mean, he's loving this segment like way too much.
He's like, wow, I can't believe I'm being made to search for this.
Yeah, it's in his favorites.
It autofills. It's a short cut.
It's his welcome back.
It autofills his pants. Yeah, so, but yeah, that Ocasio bitch, she's legal, so let's just keep it in that realm for now.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Just a placeholder.
All right, gentlemen, really quick, got to talk about Bathmate, which is a fucking great company. These are the guys that hooked us up with those water dick pumps.
Hell yeah.
Make your dick bigger with the power of water.
Ooh, nice.
You know? Yeah, doggy. I know. It's pretty incredible. Nobody even thought it was possible. They have an amazing product, though, that I want to tell you guys about. And if you guys are in a relationship, I know that Scott and Cannon are in a relationship. Sagal, you have a chick?
Mm-hmm.
You got a girlfriend?
And he's got bunnies.
No.
I have little bunny rabbits, yeah.
You don't have a girlfriend. Okay, so...
all right.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Well, did you guys know that women can have orgasms now, too?
Valentine's Day is coming up, and they have a brand new vibrator called the Vibe Bullet. Vibe Bullet, it's pretty goddamn incredible, okay? It's this little miniature vibrator, okay? So it's not going to make you feel self-conscious, Sags.
Okay.
And it has 10 different speeds on it. It's USB rechargeable, and it's 100% waterproof. Because my chick, she gushes all over this shit, doggy. All right?
What the fuck?
I'm dead ass. She gushes all over.
Yeah. What a sweet advert.
Hell yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So here's the deal. Go to bathmatedirect.com/RAP. This product's great. I'm telling you right now, you want your girl to come like I make my girl come? Doggy, this is it.
Are you just thinking Lewis is sticking this in his butthole the whole time?
It's been on the whole time during the show. Bathmatedirect.com/RAP. Bathmatedirect.com/RAP and use the promo code VIBE for 15% off your purchase of the Vibe Bullet. This is a great Valentine's Day gift. This is something really cool that you and your chick can enjoy together. So make sure you guys do it. Bathmatedirect.com/RAP and use that promo code VIBE for 15% off your Vibe Bullet. All right, let's get back into it. How old would you, young as you would go if it was legal?
I don't know.
If it was legal, greatest question ever.
Yeah. I guess what? I'm 27 now. Probably, if it was legal.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Shut up.
Brandon, don't pull into his evil like, fucking trap.
Like 11, it's not 12, worth it for like 11.
It doesn't care about your career, bro.
That's a famous clip from Opie and Anthony, right? Where they asked Anthony, what's the youngest? Here we go. He said, like, 14.
He said 14?
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nuts.
As he's buying a plane ticket.
Real ass dude. What's the youngest you would go, Brandon?
I'm not doing that. I'm not going to get creepy. It's probably like 23, 22.
He just admitted he's going to lie. He goes, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to tell you the truth.
I'm not going to tell you what it really is.
It's not on. You're not even going to go close to the real number, 23. Yeah. That's the number?
I already feel weird about it when I'm you play colleges, you see these young fucking... like 18, 19 year old, they look like babies.
There is no part
now,
of
would I fuck
discomfort.
Them? Yes.
Of course.
But you they feel like babies. I'd love to fuck babies.
I'll say this.
You serious?
I don't like young women. I don't. Like, even when I was a senior in high school, I thought touching a junior was fucking weird. I'm a psycho. I would fuck like 24 and up probably. Honestly, and I'm
right
28.
Here.
So I'm 28, but I want to fuck a midget so bad. And everybody goes, oh, if you want to fuck a midget, you want to fuck a kid. No.
That's not true.
I want to fuck a midget. I don't know why. I want to, like, I feel like midgets are just so sad all the time, and I want to make a midget lady feel good.
Yeah. I get that, too.
Now, how is that any better than what I said?
It's like Monsters Ball
so what's
Midget
that?
Edition.
What is that? Where I want to fuck a tiny person, and yes, a tiny person is a kid, but I don't want to fuck a kid. I want to fuck a midget.
Yeah.
An adult tiny person. With just as shallow of a pussy.
Is it? Is a shallow pussy?
Oh, do they have shallow pussies?
I have no idea.
I bet midget pussies
are shallow
shit,
puss.
Doggy.
Their bodies.
It's just a shallow
puss. Midgets have big dicks, right?
That's what Lady Gaga said.
No, midgets have regular sized dicks, but they look big on their tiny bodies. That's what I think it is.
Shannon, yeah.
Alex and I actually looked up midget porn the other day, just because it came up in conversation to see how big their penises
porn.
Were, and they actually were like really decent.
Yeah, they're regular.
Let me see some midget dick.
Yeah.
Harrington.
And is there any science out here on this about midget genitalia? I'm sure people have done. I'm sure, first of all, in like the 30s, they were just fucking
poking and prodding
them. electrocuting.
What's the difference between a midget and
just
a dwarf?
Them
like
out
a dwarf probably has a small dick, but midgets have like regular heads and regular asses, so they probably have regular dicks, right? That's not a midget.
That's just a hot dude
with a big dick, Shannon.
Shit, look at this fucking midget.
I don't want a midget with a big cock. Just look. Give me some information about midget cocks.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's got a big piece right there.
Yeah. Well, and it looks even crazier with his fucking stumpy fingies.
I just realized making fun of midgets is wrong, too. I'm, like, feeling comfortable right now. We can't do this either.
We can make fun of anyone we want.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's called microphilia. To want to have sex with a little person.
No, it's not. It's just called being a person who wants to be with another person. Why would you describe it? It's called microphilia. I'm not a fucking creep because I want to fuck a human. Yeah. You're creeps for thinking they're inhuman.
Motherfuckers,
another mic drop.
It is an insulting term.
It's insulting that the word micro is in
there. Dude, it's insulting when you go, oh, you have an Asian fetish. Why? Because I'm attracted to Asian women? Right. That's just, I just want a fucking Asian person.
I just find them attractive.
That's wrong. That's a microaggression. Is that what that is?
Is that why
you're saying that? Fucking microaggression, dude.
Let's see. Bonus.
Why did you say ching chong fever?
Ching chong philia.
This fucking piece of shit should never have
general
a career.
General Chosphilia.
What is this? Wait, is crack.com a real website?
No!
Boners, funnily enough, contain no bone. A penis, simply a bunch of tissue, and a dwarf's body has no problem growing tissue. The result is a dick that, quite frankly, looks just like any other. Our average size is 5 to 6 inches, just like taller guys. Only difference is ours, smaller frames, and thus... Wait. Ours are on small frames, and thus look way more impressive. Yeah. Okay, so that's a plus size of heaven. And also, to be honest with you, I bet you that midgets... do pretty fucking decent with
absolutely
regular size women.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you why.
You think so?
I'll tell you why. Because I bet you there are more women, or there are, when you do the math on it, there are more women that are willing to look past that than there are even fucking midgets out there. You know what I'm saying? The number of, how often do you fucking see a midget? Right.
Yeah.
Almost never.
Once a year, maybe.
You know, I look away. I look away in horror when I see them. But how often do you see a midget in real life in the airport?
I saw one last night.
Yeah, but when's the last time before that?
That's the thing I've been trying
midget,
to say.
Like
midget unemployment must. I never see a midget like behind a counter.
It's rare.
I never saw a midget construction worker or cop.
But we all know probably a couple bitches. Who are, whether they are
so there's two. There's
sweet enough?
Absolute sluts.
Yes.
Who that it's
not
just
two. There's more categories. Way more
that,
categories.
And there are girls that would think it makes them progressive.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are genuinely really nice women who have a heart and just wouldn't see that, and they want somebody's personality. And then there are people have the weird fetishes.
Absolutely.
There are all these categories of women that would be willing to fuck a midget. And I don't think there's that many midgets. I think walking down the street, I think one out of like six women could fall into fucking a midget.
So by your rationale, midget dick is in high demand.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Compared to the amount of midgets.
Compared to regular guys, midgets, are in high demand.
If you're a midget, you're fucking crushing it. It's way better than being Sagalow. What would you rather be? What would you rather be, Sagalow or a midget? When you consider all this.
I think I'd really much rather be me. Because I'm handsome and charming.
I'd rather be a bulbous,
misproportioned man.
We have the same fingers, me and midget.
Schumer,
who would you rather fuck, Sagalow or a midget man?
Ooh,
I'd fuck a midget man. I'd pick him up and
like I want to fuck
bury a stick in my face.
Like I want to fuck you.
But midgets always have plump butts, no matter what.
What?
They always have stout trunks.
All right, one at a time, guys.
They always have good butts, midgets.
They do have nice butts.
Yeah, that's true.
The ladies.
Just, like, have plump. Power
Jesus.
Squats at all times.
Plump.
Yeah.
Plump butts.
Good Shannon, haunches. What would you rather fuck, a midget or Sagalow? Be honest about this. Hot midget. Hot Sagalow. Midget.
No, I have a height thing.
Hey!
He's like 5'2".
It's still taller than a midget would be.
Yeah.
What about
everyone? Take that.
Who are the hottest midgets? Dick. The guy from Game of Thrones is considered the hottest male midget, right?
Peter Dinklage. No way.
Dinklage? Yeah, people like him.
Definitely, dude.
He's not hot, though. I've seen some fucking hot
midgets.
I bet
successful.
I bet
he's
Wee
brooding.
Man has probably
this guy's
gotten
a body
the craziest pussy of
Joe
man.
Rogan.
That's wrong.
Let's see. Hold on. This is, let's see. This guy's a hot midget. Is that what it is?
He's a bodybuilder.
Okay. He's okay, but he's not that handsome. He's way more handsome.
Handsome, yeah.
He's a handsome man.
Yeah.
Dinklage is handsome enough, but
he's also got the most midgety last name.
I bet you. Type in midget that looks like The Rock. There's probably a midget who looks exactly like The Rock.
He played a giant midget in Avengers.
Didn't that take you out of the fucking movie? You're like really enjoying this movie, cracking. And then it's like, oh, that a midget? You can't just drop a midget on me without me laughing at the screen.
Of course.
Fucking stupid choice, Marvel.
We were laughing the entire time, but that was.
Oh, no, I was so into it. And I was like, this is heartbreaking. This is an amazing movie. And then fucking midget shows up, and I'm like, oh my God.
I hope Thanos comes and picks him up and just watches his legs wiggle.
I was on so many edibles, and we were drinking that we were like seeing through the whole movie.
Yeah,
we were like,
so
we know what you're doing,
man. Yeah.
What a bad choice.
This guy, all right.
Yeah, you want to fuck that midget?
I don't hate it.
The bone structure.
She said she doesn't hate it.
I don't hate that.
More than Sagalow for sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I could do damage.
Yeah, I get that. That's all right.
Brendan, be lucky you can't see behind you, because right now she's just nodding. Pointing at you and doing a stinky face.
That's all right.
That guy's not hot, but would you fuck him?
That guy's not hot, but would you fuck him? Looks like
look at how long his torso is, though. That's kind of odd, right?
Yeah, it's impressive.
That's an MMA fighter.
Wait, let's do hot midget ladies.
Sideways
though,
hat. If
they
I
don't exist.
Oh, they do. There's a couple hot midget ladies.
Oh, there's midgets who look like regular ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do the hot,
the hottest midgets.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, dude, that's a midget.
I would date her.
I know. Yeah, I know. You would marry her.
I would date
her. She's better
right
Kim, dude. Be honest. She's fucking better Kim. Just be honest.
What?
Holy shit.
What?
What's that? Kim's hotter cousin?
What?
Get the fuck out of here, Kim.
She's the same forms as Kim.
Cut to 2 months from now. Welcome to the Tiny Podcast here on the Gas Digital Network.
There's some more. I like these. I like them. It's not bad. We need to get a hot midget in here.
I mean, she's not, but you would.
She looks like somebody's mom.
No, she's a porn star. She's a porn star.
Yeah. She's a porn star.
Porn stars aren't hot for, like, in regular life.
Yeah, no. That's like a hot lady.
That's just gross.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
they're not, these aren't.
Yo,
she's cute.
It looks like you're
fucking
looks like
a baby.
She's so hilarious.
Yeah,
she looks like she's on a penis, but she's fucking tiny. It's absurd.
Part of the fantasy would have to be her trying to get away from you, right?
No.
Like you get a big butterfly net.
Butterfly net.
Yeah, that would have to be the fantasy. I'm all about these bitches. Here's the reality, and I really mean this. These women have better lives than fat chicks.
Yeah.
Because everyone would rather fuck these chicks than a fat chick.
Yeah, yeah.
For the most part.
No, I would agree.
This little fucking tiny midge?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Would you do it, Cannon?
Yeah, in a heartbeat. It's great.
Yeah.
Are they healthier than like...
No, they have life expectancies of like 28.
Jeez. Is that true?
They
die. I feel like it takes so little for their heart to pump their blood. Yeah. It like has such a low traffic area.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like a retardation.
Is it?
Yeah.
I love that you say that with confidence.
I mean, let's be honest. It's a malfunction. It's not regular. That's a retardation. I don't know definitions of anything, and this is so bad that I'm saying this.
Yeah.
But if you're a midget, you're just a type of retard. Yeah. It's just physical. You're a physical retard, just not mental.
Is that true?
Looks like a boiled Barbie.
It depends on what disorder they have that causes them to be so small, but typically a dwarf has a normal lifespan.
Dwarf is a normal lifespan. Okay,
yeah.
I see. What about
midgets actually live like 200 years?
What are the
like Galapagos?
Yeah.
Dwarf is a condition known as growth retardation. There you go.
Motherfuckers, thank you.
Resulting,
I know how the word retard works in proper ways.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Resulting in abnormally short adult stature and caused by a variety of hereditary and metabolic disorders. Among common forms of hereditary dwarfism are. Hold on. Achondroplasia, hyperchondroplasia, and diastrophic dwarfism. Okay, none of that answered any of the questions. What are the so those are the different types of dwarfs?
Those
can we see them?
There's also sneezy.
I mean, you know, they're. I have a couple friends who are you know, midgets or
growth retards.
Or, yeah.
Growth retards.
That was a great Dave Attell joke. He's like, a, you know, midget is an offensive
this
term.
This is the funniest joke I've ever heard. Yeah.
He's like, what? I'm not going to call them floor niggers.
No.
You can't say it anymore. It's like an old Attell joke, which is great.
So Lewis funny. And I were with, we're having so dinner with a little person, and they were talking about going shooting. And Lewis is like, yeah, I shot the gun and it like, hurt my shoulder. The guy goes, oh. He's like, oh, yeah, same thing happened to me. And Lewis is such a piece of shit. He just looks at me and goes, what was it, a water gun? He couldn't even keep it in.
Yeah. Oh, those are the best ones when you can't keep them in.
No one's safe.
Fuck.
All right, so, gentlemen, got to tell you about Heshy Socks. Sagala, let me see your socks.
You want to see my socks?
Let me see your socks, dog.
Boom.
Boring.
Boring?
Why do you have
boring.
Your shoes off?
I just took it off real quick.
He asked him to see his
pay
socks.
Attention. Can't get off it. Fucking Candy Crush, dude.
Who Candy Crush?
Candy Crush.
Jesus, you even play candy without eating?
I eat it, I crush it, whatever I can get.
All right, here's the deal. Heshy Socks is an incredible company that has some amazing styles of really super comfortable, super soft, amazing, amazing socks, okay? I never really even thought about my socks and what I was wearing on my feet. I would just buy shitty packages of socks from Modell's or whatever. Didn't really matter. And then once I started wearing Heshy Socks, now it has changed the way that I look at fucking socks. They make them with high-end Pima cotton, which is really, really soft and breathable. They're also antimicrobial. I've recently jumped a class of friend, okay? I have friends that have nice homes. Used to be just homeless people, okay? Now it's friends with nice homes, so when I go there, I take my socks off. You don't want to feel like an asshole with disgusting, shitty socks. You want to not only take off your socks and be like, that smells delicious and fresh. Those must be antimicrobial socks, okay? But you also want to make a fashionable statement. And they have hundreds of different styles and colors for you to choose from, and they're really, really comfortable, okay? They have cushioning all over the foot. It makes a big difference, okay? My feet hurt, okay? I'm a goddamn warrior, okay? But the reality is, if you look at my face at any given moment, realize that I'm in a lot of pain because of the...
Your eyes?
Yeah. Because of the
from
socks that I'm wearing.
Childhood and the beating my feet take from walking.
But slowly but
constantly
surely...
Constantly having to keep up this masculinity.
Heshy socks is... Heshy Socks is changing the way that I am because now it's no longer pain. You see, the pain that's on my face
is fucking Linkin Park lyrics right now.
I've never felt so comfortable dancing on my father's grave.
Listen to me. Go check out HeshySocks.com. That is HeshySocks.com. They have crazy comfortable, amazing styles. Use the promo code REAL30. You save 30% off your entire order. This is a really, really cool gift for somebody if you have a birthday coming up. Or look, maybe your boyfriend or girlfriend has shitty socks and you don't want them to be disgusting fucking foot puppets anymore. This is it. HeshySocks.com. Promo code REAL30. Save 30% off. You're going to love it. All right. Let's get back into it. I ended up watching the new Avengers trailer, which looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough action in it. Did you guys see it?
No. Endgame?
Endgame trailer?
Yeah, I think I saw the Super Bowl trailer.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
No.
It's pretty good. You want to watch it? You want to watch it for a second, Shannon? Throw it up. Sure. Sure, we're going to get a copyright strike for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. It's the other problem with having these videos on YouTube. They end up getting taken down when we watch this shit.
Just you know it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah.
They don't really need to put much in. I love stadium shots.
Oh, is this the new one? I haven't seen this one, I don't think.
Yeah, me neither.
They're not us.
Turn up.
Not us.
Nice. Oh, yeah, that was the Super Bowl one.
That was the Super Bowl
one. Okay, so this is the one that I saw.
Starts fucking it.
Yeah.
If you find this recording, don't feel bad about this. Part of the journey is the end. Just for the record, being adrift in space with zero promise of rescue is more fun than it sounds. Food and water ran out 4 days ago. Oxygen will run out tomorrow morning. That'd be it. When I drift off, I will dream about you. replace you.
I'm getting pumped.
I'm way in.
Yeah, I was so sucked into this shit. Thanos, I forgot I was on a podcast.
Thanos did exactly what he said he was going to do. He wiped out 50% of all living creatures.
Not them kids.
What if you wiped that one of her titties?
Lost.
What if you wiped that one tit off of every woman? That piece of shit. That, we would have stopped it. Yeah. If Thanos was threatening to wipe out one tit off of every woman in the world,
only Christina Applegate can stop her.
This is the fight of our lives.
This is going to work, Steve.
I know it is. Because I don't know what I'm going to do if it doesn't.
Good. And here's the part of it that bugs me. So they go, they do this, and then they have this little bumper at the end. Watch.
Hi, is anyone home? This is Scott Lang. We met a few years ago at the airport in Germany. I got really big.
Is this an old message?
Ant-Man, I know you know. I know you know that.
It's the front door.
That's me.
The one superhero that nobody cares about.
Paul Rudd.
Fucking Ant-Man was a good movie, and Paul Rudd is dope as shit, man.
Shut up. He stinks.
Most of these movies are fucking lame. Ant-Man was fun. It was different. It was a heist movie. It was like a simple heist movie when all these other movies are like, let's go to Russia. Suck a dick, Russia. Let's fucking rob a bank. It was simple and fun.
No.
It's a good fucking movie. Everyone shits on Ant-Man.
He's a guy who's not that good at fighting.
Paul Rudd is great, and he's like...
He's not good at fighting.
Okay, even if he's not a good actor, just as a human being, how fucking compelling is this motherfucker?
I like Paul Rudd as an actor. I like the job that he does with Ant-Man. I'm saying that Ant-Man as a superhero is a bitch made nigga.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Jesus Christ.
What do you want me to say here? It's a fucking suit that makes him get big and small and he
controls
some
ants. Awesome.
It sucks.
Would you take that?
Dick.
No. You wouldn't take that. Someone
over
comes up
any,
to you. Regular
any
Michael,
other superhero.
Michael Shane Cannon walking down the street.
No, frankly, I like my current gifts.
Lewis Ant gets Man bigger and smaller every few months without the suit.
Yeah, you know, no, I don't think it's a good superhero, and I don't like him.
You're wrong. That's fine.
That scene I'm on team where, Lewis. That scene where he's across the on the boat, across the water, and someone shoots a gun, and he gets small, lands on the bullet, and gets into the boat.
Dude.
That's not fucking cool.
That shit was dope, dude.
No.
Yeah, he gets into
dope,
fucking Iron Man suit
cool.
or whatever.
It's cool.
That's so cool.
Tiny. I'm just talking about compared to all the other Avengers, he's sort of...
Dude, one just fucking bow and arrows,
okay, no,
one's a
too.
Lady. It's like, hey, here's a lady. And she just stands there being a fucking lady. Scarlett Johansson doesn't do shit. You put a motherfucker in a headlock, who cares, bitch?
Her superpower.
Literally, look... Like, that's how progressive Disney is when they get home. It's like, let's have a fucking lady. That's a hero enough.
She's a
no,
mother.
No, bitch. Shoot lasers out of your dumb tits.
She,
oh, my God.
She has compassion.
Yeah,
she
fucks
a
Ant-Man.
Comedian.
Half of these people, the fucking, what about the black dude with a suit? Not the, is it Don Cheadle?
Don Cheadle.
What the fuck is his power?
Yeah.
He has
former military?
Suit. He has a
suck
better
my
suit.
Dick, former. Everybody in the military.
He's a stronger
I would fucking
than Iron Man.
Pick Ant-Man. Ant-Man is way cooler than anybody in the military.
His
fuck the military.
His suit has an his suit has an extra motor in the foot that makes it go faster. Racism in the form of
makes
Iron Man
higher.
Joke. Yeah,
you fuck.
No, you're right. Some of them do suck. Fine.
Almost all of
pull
them.
Up, pull up all
the
events.
Did you see the list?
See the after Ant-Man credits?
Everyone stop
yes.
talking.
Did you see the after Ant-Man credits?
Relax. Everyone relax.
What did he say? The reason he was there is what? Just to...
Well, he shrunk down to like DNA size, and that's when ever... Don't patronize me.
Dude,
go ahead.
He is the key to this movie. Ant-Man is the key to this next
Paul
movie.
Paul Rudd is the key
Hop
to this
fucking
movie.
Ant-Man train now, motherfucker, because he's the next fucking guy.
Because he went into some fucking quantum portal. Who gives a fuck? It sucks. They should have written something different. And you don't even know that because there's so many other theories, okay?
Yeah, and he'll be important true. In the Avengers, and then they'll make another solo movie hoping to bank off that success, and it'll
you
still
guys
suck.
Have no fucking
listen,
guys
the truth is Robert Downey Jr., Captain America, Chris Evans, all these guys are eventually going to phase out. And so they're like, fuck, we need a
Captain
new
America's
guy.
Captain America's gone, by
and
the
they
way.
Picked yeah. Paul Rudd. Whatever.
Paul Rudd's got to do HGH. It's a fucking slap in the face that he hasn't decided to do roids.
He looks good.
He doesn't look that great.
His face is gorgeous.
Bring up his abs.
But his body is like good abs.
It's like just a good looking father.
No, you're wrong. He transformed.
He's got to go full Ryan Reynolds, Blade. Michael Shane walking down the street.
Look good.
All right. Yes, he looks good, my guy.
You wouldn't fuck that guy?
I've never seen the movie.
I've never seen any of them.
Dude, we got to watch. Let's get high and watch Ant-Man.
No, I'm not into it.
I didn't like the sequel very much, though. It had, like, shitty... The score was bad. It was like that Beethoven dog
movie
score.
The more that I'm thinking about it, pull up all of the Avengers. None of them are that good.
No, here's the problem.
Hulk and Thor are such fucking bad motherfuckers that you start to look at everybody else, and they're just not really that great.
Everybody else sucks.
Yeah, they're all kind of pusses. You know what I mean?
Star-Lord's one of my favorites. What the fuck is he? A guy in outer space?
Yeah. And you know he's a Jesus freak in real life.
Oh, that's a joke.
Chris Pratt's a Jesus.
You notice that? There's a big turnaround on Chris Pratt, man. Motherfuckers hate this guy now. It sucks.
He's weird, super evangelical.
Sucks. Damn it.
Yeah, there's a little bit of weirdness with Chris Pratt, but he also went from being a fatty to being a hottie as well.
Yeah, but now he's kind of waffling in between fatty and hottie.
Yeah.
For that Avengers movie, the Thanos one, he looked a little plump in the cheeks.
Oh, they made a joke about it. They're like, he got a little heavy. Acknowledge it like Lady Gaga with her fucking nose in A Star Is Born. Every other sentence is like, you big nose bitch. Anyway, let's go sing a song. It's like, we get it. She's got a big nose. We're not psychos, Hollywood. Like, we could watch a movie with a lady with a big nose. You don't have to go, well, let's not scare everybody. Hollywood is so fucking stupid. It's insane how dumb they think we are. They're evil fucks, man.
They really do. We're fucking idiots.
That's so funny.
So dumb.
Yeah. I'm excited, though. It really is. I don't go to the movies too often. I just really go to the movies to see kids' movies now, and then these big fucking budget superhero movies, which I'm happy my son's old enough now.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yes.
So I've been weighing, and this is coming out when? April what? Something or other? April. It's right around the corner. It's all fucking happening.
Let's all get tickets. Let's get the whole theater.
Dude, let's do it. Let's do a big comic trip fucking opening night. I'll go see with my kid again. Who gives a fuck?
Sure. You go at midnight. The kids sleep in. The next day, you take them. Fuck it. Who cares?
Act like I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Who gives
April 26th.
The 26th of April.
We're fucking going.
Incredible.
Man.
Game of Thrones is coming back in April. So much is happening. Dude. This summer and spring is going to be a lot of fun with entertainment. You were telling me you guys watched the Aladdin trailer. I don't watch any of these. Well, you know what? It's time for...
Dude, this Aladdin, you got to watch it.
The Real Ass Podcast Spring Movie Preview.
For it, but it did look bad.
Oh, is that what we're doing right now?
We're doing it right now.
Let's fucking time it. Yeah.
Let's go. First of all, pull up a list of the biggest movies coming out in spring, okay? But I also want to see the Aladdin trailer because I haven't seen it yet.
I think you should.
There's a scene in the Aladdin trailer where the actor goes, get the lamp. Like, it was like horribly said. Just horribly. Like,
I got opinions on Aladdin, bro.
Let's see. Pull it up.
Let's go.
Get the lamp. He sounded like he was from Staten Island.
Like it's an actual lamp.
Yeah. Like they're moving. Hey, you get the lamp?
Let's see.
I don't think this is the one that just came out.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
I love that fucking music, man. It's great. I get pumped.
I do.
Remember when they wanted white people to do this?
Yeah. Oh, I got opinions
people
on
got
that,
so
dude.
So mad.
Only one may enter here.
That's the same voice. It's so
cool. Yeah, fuck yes.
Oh, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude.
Lies far within.
And then ready?
Get the lamp.
The diamond in the rough.
Fuck yes, this song, dude.
You're getting me pumped. I'm telling you.
Don't worry, they're gonna fucking ruin it.
Can we just watch this with the ISIS theme?
ready, watch this.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm telling you,
you should have got a white guy.
The trailer they released yesterday made me not want to see it. That was Abu.
That wasn't it. No, there's a new trailer.
Yeah. But also, it's a fucking Guy Ritchie movie.
All right, bring up the newest trailer they released yesterday.
The one they released with Will Smith.
With Will Smith.
I thought it looks fun.
No, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is embarrassing.
Because everybody's full of shit. So here's the thing. They were like, we're finding it hard to find like Indian actor, right? Was it Indian or something?
Something.
Arabian
actors.
Well,
they need like a...
They're like, we're finding it hard. And everyone's like, you think it's hard? Here's a list of all the people that could be in it. And it's like, who the fuck are these people? We need famous people to sell fucking movie assholes.
70% right? of them are on a government watch list.
This is how hypocritical everybody is. They want like an Arabian person, but he's going to talk like a white guy.
Yeah.
He's going to sing like a white guy. He's not going to go, a whole new world. No. Because you're not that progressive, you fucking liars.
Yeah.
If you want progress, get like a fucking Apu talking motherfucker as him.
Yeah,
I can show you the world. You know.
Let's anyway. Let's, the watch other, the let's watch the new trailer.
That would be dope if Harry Kondabalu played Aladdin.
Now let me explain why this is problematic.
Yeah, give us some volume.
Carpets, really?
There we go. Arabian days.
Bring me the lamp.
Stinks so bad.
With his little Jafar.
With his little fucking trans voice.
And why is Jafar like 29 years old?
Bring me the lamb.
What a shit voice, too. Jafar should be a deep voice cunt.
Yeah.
Yes. Bring me the lamb.
Get it.
How about I don't fucking bitch?
Is that Jasmine?
Yeah.
She should be way hotter.
I'd eat her.
Look at this.
She got that midget bitch.
Cartoon Jasmine is hotter than this bitch.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
It's impossible body standards.
This is an abomination.
Let's see.
You really don't know who I am. Genie, wishes, lamb, none of that.
Oh, gross.
Okay, here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Gross. He looks like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Genies are fucking slaves, okay? And you don't realize that when you're watching the movie. They're fucking slaves.
Yeah.
You can't just put Will Smith's face on a genie. He's a black guy. So now I'm just watching a black guy be a slave in a movie. So when he's like, all right, Mr. Aladdin, what do you want? He's being a fucking Uncle Tom and it's uncomfortable.
I like it.
Make it a genie. Don't make it a black guy. It's weird. Now I feel bad that this black guy's dancing for Aladdin half the movie.
Yeah, maybe
it's fucking
make him
weird, Disney. Are you stupid? White
dude. It should have been an Irish guy.
Should have made him an Irish dude. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Should have made
still
him a Jew.
Still could harness the past
Chris
slave.
Harley would have been
who's,
a great
who's the closest
genie.
Thing to Robin
Harley
Williams?
Really
whoever that,
that
is.
Been great. Me. Hire me.
Did you get stuck in the lamp like Winnie the Pooh?
I don't like what I don't like
Rory
how they
Scovel.
Gave him.
Rory Scovel.
They
would,
gave
Rory Scovel
him,
would have been a good genie.
They gave him Will Smith's face, which I don't like. It. They didn't need to.
You can't. Give
if it's
going to
be a CG,
genies are slaves.
But they
it's
did
weird.
That because Will Smith is the only recognizable star. So if they're picking
they
Bollywood's top five, no recognition.
They need
in
a top bill
they
actor
need
to play
somebody
the genie.
To pull
and now he's going to have to pretend
one
these
at a time,
good.
Guys. Let's wait till one person finishes a sentence, then the next person fucking goes. So, you know,
I have never been more passionate about anything in my life.
It's a little bit chaotic on this show today, guys.
Shut up, Lewis.
I think it takes me out of it. Here's my problem with it. Ready? You're watching it, and Will Smith is a great actor. Fine, he'll do a great job, I'm sure, with the role. Okay,
he sucks.
But. It when it has his face and it's so like this big cartoony thing and then it's just his face in the center. Every time I'm going to look at it, it's going to remind me that this is a movie. And with a movie, you need to be taken out of it. You need to sort of suspend disbelief. You need to forget that you're watching a movie. You need to you're in
yeah,
it.
But
you know.
But it's not like in the Jungle Book where they look like the animals with the voices. This is it's a genie. It kind of looks like a person. So if they made him all goofy looking, people would be shitting on that too. If he had like a big nose and fucking,
I think they should have put him with a bigger nose, bone in his lip.
Oh my God.
Doing fucking great, dude. Give him an African accent.
But you really don't know who I am.
But my point is exactly why.
Just
they
make
did
him
it.
Say he's like make him call himself as.
I mean, imagine the end of the movie. He's like, it's a black guy going, I'm free. And then he goes, I'm going to Disney. It's like so fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
He just imagine hangs himself at the slaves. End. The curse is inescapable.
What? There's a curse.
And then they're going to make a sequel where it's like how being a genie really didn't end right after they ended genie slavery.
Yeah.
It's going to suck.
All the genies live in Harlem.
They're all floating around.
What, you said there was a couple other Disney movie trailers, right? What are the other ones?
Dumbo.
Lion King.
I didn't see the Lion King one yet.
The Lion King one looks awesome. The Dumbo one looks awesome because it's Tim Burton and it looks like super dark and kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Aladdin looks like the least strong of the three.
Yeah, that look good. Let's watch Lion King. I'd love to see the Lion King one.
The actor that played Jafar looked like younger than the Aladdin actor.
Yeah. And he had
great
such
point.
A like
a great point.
He had such a high point. Like I can't get over that.
Get the lamp. Whoopi lamp.
Everything the light touches.
Fuck yes.
Is our kingdom.
Yeah. Is that what's his name?
Yeah.
James Earl Jones?
Nice guy, right?
Rises and falls like the sun. One day.
And it's by John Favreau, right?
The sun set on my time here. And will rise with you as the new king.
Fucking damn it.
Oh, it's Will Smith.
Nice.
Aw. Little... That's a cute little fucking big lion.
Cute now, but it grows up into Donald Glover.
Billy Eichner's in it. I think it's like Timon or something.
Yeah.
Remember.
Are you fucking kidding me, Lewis?
It looks good.
That looks awesome.
It looks great. Dude. It looks great.
Oh, that's a shroom movie.
That's a cry over your dad movie for hours.
It's, doggy.
Dude, oh, I watched The Lion King like 2 days after the anniversary of my father's death this year. And I'm fucking heavy sobbing, but not like a bitch, bro. No, like a fucking man, dude. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like I was like, I'm ready to go back to fucking Pride Rock. This is one of the greatest movies ever fucking made, dude.
Yeah.
This is about a fucking kid who ran away from his fucking problems, hung out with a bunch of fucking cornballs, Timon and Pumbaa, right? It's like a Hakuna Matata.
They were like
That's
vagabonds.
Bullshit. It's a bullshit lifestyle. And they're teaching him bullshit, and then he realizes it. He goes, what the fuck? You can't have no worries. You got to take care of your fucking business.
Yeah.
And he goes home, and he fucks up that cunt of his uncle, right?
Yeah.
And he fucking takes over his father's shit, man. He takes care of his business.
Spoiler.
His father's died, and he ran away, man.
Yeah.
He became a bitch. Ran away from his problems.
And it wasn't a problem that his father didn't really like gay people or blacks. It was okay. His father had layers. It was a different time.
God damn it.
Yeah, that looks incredible. I loved it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah,
that's
going to be awesome.
That will be hard to see with my kid. And the other thing is, there's a weird thing, because you don't want to cry in front of your son.
Your son's going to cry, man.
Why?
Showcase when we were kids, we cried.
Let him know it's okay.
Your son's going to cry. Christ. That's a movie he's going to cry.
No, he's going to cry for sure. He cries.
He's a bitch.
He's a little pussy. My kids
I cry a lot in movies and shit. Yeah.
I don't really cry a lot in movies, but I don't really... I've cried in front of my son a couple times at movies, but I don't, it's a weird thing. You know what it is? I think, you know what I like? I like when you hear like stories and it's like, you know, this thing happened and that was the only time I saw my dad cry. And I feel like it shouldn't be the fucking Lion King remake.
No, but
my son's story shouldn't be like, you know what?
Every day.
We saw the Lion King remake and that was the first time I saw my dad cry. Like, what? That can't be the story for my kid to fucking say after my death, okay?
Oh, shit.
It needs to be a little bit tougher than that. It needs to be special.
I saw my dad check his bank account on his phone.
All right, and then the other one was what? Dumbo, which I've seen the Dumbo show. We can watch it though. It's a little Disney movie.
I've never
preview.
Seen the original Dumbo.
You never seen the original Dumbo? What?
That shit's awesome.
It's a great movie.
Awesome.
It's really good, honestly.
Yeah, there's like a whole scene where fucking Dumbo gets hammered and starts seeing.
But he hallucinates. Yeah.
Yeah, he starts seeing like pink elephants and shit.
Oh, I'm into it.
I think that's in this too.
It is, yeah.
Probably.
Another crier.
They all start the same way.
Yeah, they always kill the fucking mom or dad.
Real slow and then
yeah.
Baby,
look at that.
We're all family here.
Who was that? Sagla, how hot do you think that little girl is? You're in, right, doggy? It's pretty, right?
No.
Stop looking at me. I can feel him looking at me.
Hey, midget.
This trailer is a little bit annoying, though.
Yeah, show the fucking elephant.
They are.
Yeah, it needs to be a little bit more. You need to be able to. This, the trailer should tell a story in itself. No, this is a little is bit. This like.
This is pulling on your nostalgia entirely. Yes.
Sure. Yeah, but is it about just pulling on nostalgia, or do you want to introduce a whole new generation world? Of people right. to this?
This is. Oh, this is. What did you say?
World?
He said a whole new. I said world.
See, that trailer wasn't a good trailer.
Yeah, man. I think it's gonna suck.
I don't think it's gonna suck.
Movies with English kids. Hate it.
Hate them. Mary Poppins?
Yeah. English say kids. What's on my mind.
Dude, because listen, and I just thought of this theory,
get out of my
and
head,
so
doggy.
Don't, whatever, fuck I'm you. With, it might not this. Make sense. But maybe that's why kids from the suburbs don't give a fuck about poor people. Because we're not first introduced to poor people on the streets. We're introduced to like poor little kids and Oliver and shit, and they're fucking annoying. And because English accents are annoying, so then we go, fuck poor people. It's their fault. It's English kids' fault for why we hate poor people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. That's a good theory, right? That's a good theory. Is that a good theory?
You know what it is? I just don't like... it's a problem, right? Just British people just in general.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to sound weird because I do a show with Michael Bisping, okay? But it's not even so... It's not that I have an issue with British people. I have an issue with... simpleton Americans that go, oh, a British accent. That's fucking great.
Yeah.
There's something about that, right?
Yeah, that doesn't make this movie if you, interesting.
If
and
you
like,
have on your GPS, if you use a British accent because you like the way it sounds, you're a fucking simpleton.
Yep, dude.
I use my own voice. I recorded my own on
Did
Waze.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You can record your own on Waze?
If you have like 45 minutes to yourself.
Let me hear it right
in the morning.
Pull it up. Can you curse?
Oh, buddy, yes.
What do you? I mean, aside from go left and go right, you can't name every fucking like highway and stuff.
Well, like the roundabouts, stop signs. Yeah.
How do you do it? What do you? So you can't. You actually don't say turn left on Highland Avenue
because you can't.
You can't.
Hold on.
There's too many places. Like
there's too many places. Canon, you fucking liar.
I did all of them. Why can't I do them?
You did the world.
It's my own voice. Fucking. What are you driving? And you're just shouting it while you're driving.
Like a big recorder.
Yeah.
Wow. I've never. Oh, there it is.
I don't believe.
I don't want to waste time for us to hear you go turn left. I want it to be interesting.
It will be. You fucking
also
cunt.
You say the street names. How is that possible?
I don't say street names. It just says in like 0.5 miles, turn right.
Hold so on, do you have like to say this. 0.1, 0.2, 0.3?
Let me see. Where is this?
Does it have like a bunch of words for you to say?
I'm a computer and incompetent. I apologize for the mistake.
What a psycho. This is like for his own laughs. Like no one's in the car with him. He's just sitting there being a fucking loser.
Just the headliner he's driving around.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the case anymore, Lewis. Yeah.
Hold on. Feeny, turn left.
Zack attack. I thought that was coming from your phone.
Part of it was.
Do it again.
Popo up ahead, dog. Keep your head low, put your stash away, put your gun in your ass.
I just did this for like an hour in my house for no reason. It just makes me
Cannon,
laugh.
You're having all a fucking baby. Alone. Paint a wall or something.
Yeah. No, dude.
Jesus Christ.
No with way. Your brains.
It's so fun.
It's fucking crazy. I love it. What other big movies are coming out this summer? Anything that we should be excited about, Harrington?
Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man's coming out.
Oh, that's irritating. So irritating that they put out that trailer, but
yes.
We haven't seen Avengers yet, so it's like we
so
know it's
annoying.
Gonna be okay. Of course we know it's gonna be okay. But god damn it, like everyone's gonna go see Spider-Man. You don't have to like put out a trailer 8 months in advance so people get ready to buy tickets.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Well,
especially after how good the cartoon was that just came out.
Oh my god, Into the Spider-Verse is better than all of that Marvel shit, dude. Unbelievable. It was my favorite.
Spider-Verse is the best.
It was so good.
It was really good. My kid fucking loved it. When does that come out on video? I gotta buy that.
I think it's out, dude. I think it's out.
Is it out?
I got a screener of it if you want it.
If you give me a screener of that, I'll suck your dick.
On the podcast.
Two smoke honey cartridges right now.
All right, dude. I'll give you the screener. I don't give a fuck.
Damn, how do I get it?
I'll get it to you. Don't worry. He needs it tonight. Calm down.
When is he over again?
Like, when's he over again? All right, I see him in like 2 months.
Scott, want to do R.I.P. on Friday?
No,
you're just so good on the show.
If I send an Uber to pick it up, like tonight or tomorrow,
Lewis,
can you do
shut
it?
The fuck up. I'll find a way to get it to you. All right?
No, because I want to surprise him tomorrow night. He'll be so excited.
All right, yeah. I also think I have it. I mean,
I don't have it anymore.
I have it. We'll post on Twitter. I totally have it. Let me text Elise. I'll ask her.
Why'd you say her name like differently than I've ever
Khalees.
Heard? Khalees.
Oh, I don't know. Did you make my you tongue got in my way, Lewis? All right? Somebody get fun of me.
All right. So you guys were telling me about. So we're thinking about doing a roast for. I shouldn't say this. Never mind. I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say who. We're thinking about putting together another roast. At one point, but you guys, you were telling me that there was a roast for a pro wrestler.
Yeah, they did a thing called ring roasts for a number of years, and I think it went poorly almost every time.
Yeah, because pro wrestlers. I mean, I'm sure some of them have a good sense of humor.
Yeah, some are really funny, and some of them are old, grizzled dudes who don't get it.
And they're dealing with some real shit. So, like, all right, look, when we're comedians, so, you know, you do these roast battles or you do a roast, and it's like you're trying to cut deep. And I think when a comedian signs up for it, they're like, yeah, dude, fucking anything goes. Nobody really ever says anything's off limits on these things. So going after family members that have died or going after, like, that's like, if I'm roasting Scott, first on my list is... Dead dad cop.
Yep.
That's like first on the list. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There will be a joke about that in there. And Scott signs up for it knowing that a part of it is like, you know, for maybe a whatever reason, it's a way that comedians deal with sadness is by looking for something funny. And I think that's why a lot of comics are willing to bring this shit because they go, you know, have you ever gotten like family members pissed off that people joke about it?
Yeah, I've had family members call me crying and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because you know, because of something that aired on Comedy Central. Yeah.
Wow. Really
mine just didn't talk to me for a month.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, my mom's side didn't talk to me for like
yeesh.
Yeah.
They were feeding. A month.
And busy being alive. Fucking orphan cunt.
So not everybody understands that though, and I think pro wrestlers, where it's like, dude, there's so much darkness in that world. It's like, you know, if you find out somebody's friends with Chris Benoit, like,
oh yeah,
exactly,
yeah. French Canadian jokes,
yep,
all day long. That's what I would do. But you said there was, I guess Scott Hall, who was
Scott Hall attacked a comedian. I think New Jack did too.
Can we see Scott Hall attacking a comedian? Because there's a video of this. Yeah, right?
And this is before he got sober, so he's
drunk the whole time.
He doesn't look well.
From Ring Roast, Jimmy Graham makes a joke directed at the Iron Sheik. Hold on, rewind it for a second. 1 second.
Is this
Hold
a Steve Hofstetter video?
It says it references
video?
Owen Hart. Owen Hart. Yeah. So
and who's Jimmy Graham? Is he a famous comedian or no?
I believe he's just a Jersey comic, and
he might be one of the people that put it together.
Yeah, and he made a joke about Owen Hart's passing.
Oh no, he's got. Let me see. Oh no, this is a commercial helicopter pilot, Jimmy Graham. He's more famous. So this is a comedian, Jimmy Graham. I want to see who he is.
Is he an LA guy?
No, I think this happened in Jersey. I think he's just a Jersey guy, you know, comic.
It's the Iron Sheik roast. Okay, so let's see.
Was this recent?
No.
It was a number of years ago. No.
All right, pull it up.
It didn't go well.
He made an Owen Hart joke. He's getting booed now. And then Scott Hall approaches the stage. Jeez. Bobby Kelly's there.
On Monday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so Razor's in the guy's face right now, and security's trying to break it up.
I want to make a joke about my friend Owen Hart. Fucker. You're talking to the back
oh,
guy.
Oh, he does that. Look, now he's having a flashback to like WrestleMania.
Oh, dude, he sees the Intercontinental title hanging above the ladder.
Look, he's cutting a promo.
He is a full CTE.
Everybody bow their head right now and ask God to say hi. To Owen Hart, yes! Who's in heaven, yeah! Looking down.
Hopefully his harness works now.
I gotta make jokes about Owen Hart.
Owen Hart's angel just crashes he's through the table.
Did he leave? Did Jimmy leave at that? Yeah, I don't think he finished his set.
Dude, I gotta do one of these.
Owen Hart's meet on your best day.
That's what a roast is all about.
Jimmy Graham! Wow. Jimmy Graham, someone cheered. That's a real ass dude, motherfucker.
Uh-oh, he's gonna go attack him again.
Scott Hall does the sucking.
When he's just sucking Jesus when he's really mad.
Christ.
In real life, he does a fucking degeneration like suck it.
For a second, he looked like the,
Back on the road. Is everybody ready? Who's our next comic, Bill? Ladies and gentlemen, you all
Wow. He can Hulk and he can hurl insults toward the stage. Jim Powers and security are trying to defuse the
It doesn't stop.
The Red Rooster and the security team are really having a hard time getting everything under control.
And now your next comic, Joe DeRosa.
Yeah, I mean... I got no problem with it, to be honest with you. You know, it's
this was you at the
yeah,
store.
Yeah, you've done this.
This is sort of
this you and Metzger.
That is exactly right. Like, wow, this guy is really out of line. The way he's carrying
he's
on
doing
in a public
suck
place.
It. Cuts Lewis in the belly room. Suck it, Metzger.
Throwing a whiskey.
If ooh, you had a toothpick, you would have thrown it in Metzger's face.
Absolutely.
I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're going to, if you sign up for something like that in that world, you're going to fucking, and is there a video of New Jack or no, there's no video of New Jack.
I mean, have you watched, you should just do a whole episode dedicated to New Jack.
We've had New Jack on Legion of Skanks twice.
Shut the fuck up.
Twice. He broke down, I mean, so many different, he's the best.
Has a theory that it's all fake. He's just the only wrestler who's committing to the fakeness.
Not fake.
And everybody else
not
isn't.
Not fake. He's legitimately a fucking dangerous
he's
individual.
He's got three bodies on him.
Yeah.
Because he was a bounty hunter.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a scary dude. I like New Jack. We had him on twice. Very interesting, very entertaining podcast both times. But you are asking to fucking, you're playing in traffic. You're like, you don't know if, you know, you offend this guy because you see, like, you know, Razor Ramon, but it's, you're dealing with a different. I mean, I guess Razor Ramon is kind of a badass, right? Like, he could kick somebody's ass.
We discussed the other day. He killed a man.
I know, he killed a man, but he
shot a guy.
He's 6'5, he's younger. Jesus. You know, when he's a bodyguard, it's a little different. You're a bouncer. Yeah. Now he's like a guy, you know, he's.
Yeah, he's got a walk to him. But I'd say he's still pretty fucking.
Yeah. It's so weird because you don't know. Like, in my mind, I'm going, like, I don't know. Like, if Razor Ramon today, who, you know, he's got so many, you know, physical issues.
Yeah, I don't think he can walk well enough to fight anybody. Honestly.
So it's...
Just kick out his hip.
Yeah, I mean, like, what, you know, at what point do you... Just being big is not really a thing.
A lot of those guys from his era were trained to really hook people. Like, have you ever seen a fan get in the ring? They get stomped the fuck out in the day.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's a different time. Those guys weren't... You know,
I mean, back in the old timey, like your Dusty Rhodes era, you were encouraged to go to the bars to promote the shows. You were encouraged to get in fights, and if you lost a bar fight to a civilian, you were fired.
Yeah. What happened with Shawn Michaels? Was that a real story?
When a bunch of Marines kicked the shit out of him.
Yeah, jumped him.
I remember he showed up and he had to give up the title, and his eye was all damaged.
He claims a bunch of Marines beat him up.
Well, no, what I heard was that he actually. This is the Kevin Nash story, and he's friends with Shawn Michaels, but that Shawn was drunk and went into the car and fell asleep in the car, and like a guy started beating the shit out of him while he was asleep. Like, start, you know, open the door and start beating his ass, and then everybody beat his ass.
And then British Bulldog was in the back seat, but was too big to get out.
Wow,
like,
really?
They couldn't bring the seat, so he was trapped.
So
in
he
the
got
back
into like a
car.
Big bar fight with a bunch of dudes.
He claims it was a bunch of dudes, but that's also possibly. One guy beat the shit out of him and changed
Jesus.
The story.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess like he was fucking huge. It was such a, I remember at the time because my sister loved Shawn Michaels and it had come out and give out, he gave up the Intercontinental title to Shane Douglas, but he was Dean Douglas, I believe, in the WWF at the time. And he was like, he like limped out and he cried. I remember him giving up the title.
Yeah.
But it was just this bizarre thing. Like, why would he actually have to give up the title?
Well, no, I mean, he was like, at that, like 1990, Shawn Michaels is like a notorious, the biggest scumbag in the business.
Really?
He was like impossible to work with, terrible to people.
So was he, it was maybe his contract was done or something?
What? It was, him being a bitch on some level. Probably he had to lose the title to somebody and he was like, no, I'm not going to lose the title to somebody. I'd rather just give it away and you guys fucking, but I'm not losing to somebody. It's probably something like that.
Yeah.
There's the stories online that, you know, people know it.
But. That was like the era of pro wrestling that I fucking loved. That was like was when great. I was when I was a kid.
Bro, it's coming back, man.
Shawn Michaels,
some new
Razor
cool
Ramon,
shit happening, man.
Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
Fuck you, Cannon.
I'm just listening. I have nothing to add.
The guy I manage faced New Jack in a tag match a few weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
And I asked if I could come and wear a bus driver's uniform.
Oh, my God.
And I was specifically told that New Jack would beat the shit out of me if I showed up, if I tried that.
Wow.
That he will not find it as funny as you do.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to show up one day to Zach's other gig, and I'm going to beat the shit out of his wrestler.
You need to do cross promotion.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't like the fact that this guy thinks that he's going to fucking make Zach his number two when Zach's my number two very clearly. So we have a
digital wrestling.
This has to happen.
There's a brewing. There's a brewing beef.
Yeah, okay. Get this motherfucker on rap, dude.
Might happen. You got to get him in one day. Get him on the show. Have him come in. Promote Capital. We'll go all the Capital guys in.
Yeah. See, but Amico's his mouthpiece. Amico's got to talk for him.
Yeah.
I'm used to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. that was that. I guess there's no other video of comedians getting beat up by people being offended at roasts. That's just kind of a fun category just in general.
Do you guys remember that video of the guitar comic who
best video in the world? Yeah. Completely justified.
Smashed yeah, head, kind right? of. It was.
What did he do? What
the
did
guy
the guy
approach
do?
The stage.
The guy approached
if somebody
the stage,
gets on stage.
Clang hit him. With his guitar.
Here's my only thing. It's like, does the guy have a weapon or a guitar or a beer bottle? Is he coming at you with like another?
You don't know.
Does he have a flute? Like he's gonna swing it at you? You know?
Yeah. I mean, if he's charging the stage, you gotta kind of assume he has a glass or something. So I would quickly put a stop to it over.
I would quickly put a stop to it. I'm just saying, like, just in general, you fucking hit some dude with a fucking weapon. You know, I think it should be. I don't know. I'm the type of guy to get into a fight with somebody. I've been into fights before, but I'm not going to grab something and hit somebody with it unless I feel like they're actually like my life is in danger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he's already got the guitar in his hand, so it's probably just a natural. You know how many times in his head he's gone, man, if somebody comes up on stage, I'm going to knock their neck in the dirt with this guitar.
His form was right. He's practiced before.
Yeah, I just think that. It was kind of a pussy way to handle it. Like, if you're going to fight the dude, fight the dude. If the guy's charging on the stage, fight him.
How big was he?
This is an older man, though. The guy playing
like
the guitar looked like he was in his fucking
60s. Yeah.
When really? I was at.
Yeah. He. Oh.
No, not at all. He's like 30.
When I was at LOL, this 6'5 dude was like approaching the stage screaming at me, and every single waiter was like walking in and walking out. Nobody offered any help. And I had the mic stand in my hand just prepared to fucking. Drag him in the face just because if I would have gotten demolished.
I guess that's the thing we don't
Same
know.
Thing happened to me. I was ready to fuck that lady up.
you don't know, I guess, how big the guy was.
Also, the guy had like a harmonica thing, which could be, you know, you get into a fight with that.
Yeah, did you hear that Dangerfield story? That, like, I don't know what comic it was, so I don't know. Apparently this happened a couple years ago, but I just heard about it last week. Some comic was on stage at Dangerfield's, and he was, like, telling, like, yo mama jokes, and some guy in the background was like, your mama. And he was like, all right, man. He was like, your mom. And then the guy kept trying to do a set, but he kept saying, your mom. And the guy was like, and the comic on stage was like, you say your mom one more time, I'm going to punch you in the fucking face.
It was an EMT. He's like, your mom's having a heart attack.
And the guy goes, your mom. And the comic gets off stage. The guy stands up and is like 2 complete feet taller than him.
Oh, shit.
The comic looks up at the guy, punches him in the face, and the guy goes, my face! He was retarded.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then he started crying, and everyone was like, what the fuck?
He was a stretch
His family
midget?
Was like, what the hell? Yeah.
He was a stretch retard?
No. Punched a retarded guy
Long
in the
midget.
Face.
Oh,
yep.
My. Oh, my God.
When I,
my face! Yep.
You know Holy the comic who did it?
No, I forget. Some black Dangerfields comic.
When I worked at the haunted... I used to work at a haunted house, and... I would have, they would take somebody from the group in each group and hide them in my room and they would scare their friends. Mm-hmm. But people would fuck it up 50% of the time. So all I would do is make fun of the person for being stupid.
Yeah.
And it was somebody who was dressed as Freddy, somebody was Michael, somebody was Jason, and they were missing the person in their group. And I opened the door And it's a black dude dressed as Candyman, and he's just standing there. He doesn't scare his friends. I go, oh, great. Candyman's fucking retarded. And a retarded guy dressed as Candyman walks out.
No.
How retarded is that possible?
And I went, okay, A, the guy that put him in there knows I make fun of the people in there. Oh, B, who dressed up their retarded friend as Candyman?
Well, he loves candy, yeah, so exactly. He's got confused. Wow.
They said, do you want to be a Candyman?
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. He actually hit a retarded guy. That's not like a Family Guy.
Yeah, man.
Where he punched the he thought it was a dude and it was a woman.
In all fairness, if they were at Dangerfields, most of the audience thought they bought tickets to see Family Guy.
That's true.
I thought you were going to say most of the audience are retarded.
That's also true. Look, we're going to wrap this one up in just a few minutes here. This has been a fun fucking show. I love you guys coming on the show. All of you. Yeah, even you, Sagalo.
Oh, thanks, man.
I won't hold it against you.
What?
I think
Sagalo is so fucking lovable, man. He I is, love dude. This guy.
He's a fucking straight up pedo, and why?
You're right.
I got no problems with him.
Is it a pedo if you've never acted on it?
Yeah. If you think it, you're a pedophile. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
You don't just have a brain that's fire.
A pedo and a pussy about it. Take your shot,
at least
bro.
Be a staunch pedo.
There's got to be another name. For probably not pedophile.
Yeah,
but
I keep
something.
Getting friend zoned by 8-year-old girls.
all right, look, let's wrap this one up. Make sure you guys follow everyone on social media. Zach is not funny at Brendan Sagalo, at Scott_Chaplin, at I am Mike Cannon, at I am the letter, I am Shannon Lee, at the chin_, and at Louis J. Gomez, at Realist Podcast, at Gas Digital. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. special time on Wednesday. So make sure you guys set your fucking alarm clocks for that. Lots of fun stuff happening right now, guys. I'm editing my special this week, so I'll be filling you guys in on that process and give you more information about that. April 1st, Louis J. Gomez presents Louis J. Gomez. It's happening, motherfuckers. All right, we'll check in Wednesday. Peace.
That's all, folks.